Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna go higher or I'm gonna go lower is, you know, that's some other shit. I'm gonna meet you where you came at. If you came to the door talking about bitch this, bitch that, showing guns, I'm gonna come back and you talking that same shit. You take my video now, whatever. I responded to it, and the next time you say something to her, I'm gonna come back at your ass again. The thing is, when you have a platform like yours, Phil, you have the numbers that we need for other shit. So I'm not telling you that you should take up this fight, because losing your channel also loses a plethora of other information that's being put out in the community. It's the mid-tier and lower-level channels like mine that should be attacking this motherfucker full force, where you put in this motherfucker's name is 70 videos about this motherfucker now. So where his voice is drowned out. So either his voice gonna come or he gonna get shut down. Because everything we talking about, the lower tier YouTube, is about him. And we playing on that same level, talking that shit directly to him. Fuck you, pale pookie white boy, nobody scared of you flashing that fucking gun. You talking about somebody running up on you, nobody wants to run up on you. We're going to get on YouTube and tell you to shut your white ass up. Nobody's going to run up on you, but nobody's afraid of you either. We heard you say you want somebody to run up. Good. Nobody's coming. We don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. Just shut up or we're going to match you with video for video. And that doesn't hurt anybody because we're lower level, somewhat meaningless channels. Not hell, can we make fucking fake channels and do that? We can make fake channels and do that.
They call it with throwaway channels. Like, you can create a channel and say, look, I don't care, this can go down. Like, it's just a throwaway channel. People used to do that all the time.
But you see what I'm getting at, though?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even suggest that you put the media outlet on the line for that. You know what I mean? Like, you got a media outlet. I wouldn't suggest you do that. But what I'm saying is, I think that your position with that media outlet is to say, y'all niggas need to go make some channels and go get at this whiteboard. Anonymously.
Now, I have one, you know, did just what you're saying, Taz, one LBZ. He has done it. He has gone toe-to-toe with them, you know. So there are some, you know, you may not know who they are, but they are going at him,
No, because they had him, them brothers that went at him, they had him shook. That's why he pulled that gun.
Yeah. I'm going to do one today. Yeah. I'm going to make another channel and do me one to this motherfucker.
Okay, Ed Henry, what I need from you is about $300,000. Tell me how I can get that so I can buy my home in Ethiopia or whatever. And, since you're worried about me moving to Africa, I need that. And also, man, I need a few other things too. Give me that $300,000, man, and then we can work that out. If you're not giving me $300,000, then don't worry about me moving anywhere. So stay in your place. Anyway, let me get them out of here. Ask me about that. I'm a grown man. Anyway, guys, they got people in the chat. If you want to call, you can call. But let me pull up the rules. Hold on. All right, this is the rules. Let me get this out of the way. Yeah, you probably can't see it, but 45 seconds at the max, okay? If you ask me what's the topic, I'm kicking you off. You trolling, I'm kicking you off, and no editorials, please. All right, we got some people on the line. Let's see here. Who was here first? Ariel 614, you on the show?
Hello?
Ariel 614, you on the show?
Can you hear me?
Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Hold on, let me. 614?
Hello? Hello?
I don't hear anything. Let me see here.
Hello?
I hear him. He's a little soft, but I can hear him.
You hear him talking? Oh, you know what? Probably why I can't hear him. Give me a second. Hey, Columbus, Ohio, you there?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, man, you got to. Ooh, let me turn this up. Hey, say hello again.
Hello.
All right, 614. What's your question?
I got a question for Lisa. After everything that was going on, how did she handle it and didn't want to go on and just go off?
Well, I mean, behind the scenes, I'm gathering a lot of information. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on that I'm not at liberty to talk about. But, you know, at some point in time, I will reveal what's happening. But I am not just sitting here and doing nothing. Let me just put it to you that way. There are many things going on behind the scenes. Unfortunately, you know, I just can't reveal everything online publicly. But nothing is being ignored at all.
All right, let's move to the next guest. Erico 407, you're on the
Hey, what's going on, Brother Fizz, Brother Jeff, calling from Orlando, South Park State, man.
Okay, well, what's going on? Real quick, what's the question?
Yes, sir. I had a question about the Zaza Ali. They say that she's scamming people out of their money and things like that. And I want to know, like, what is the problem with, you know, like, you have these conscious people in the community that try to do right for the people, but in the long run, it screwed them over. But in a way, if it was a white individual try to come up with a plan and it help their people, it seemed to me it always be successful. They didn't screw out their own people, but we have the tendency to screw our own people. You know what I'm saying? Black people in our community. So I want to know, like, why it always be like these conscious people be so big in the YouTube community that try to help their people, but they're screwing them along. So that's my statement and question, how you guys want to quote it.
Okay.
But that's all I want to know.
Okay. You want to take that one, Lisa? I'll get Lisa not there. Okay. Well, let me answer that. You know, some people just get greedy. I mean, you know, when you start getting a following, people take an affinity to you, and, you know, I mean, you could ask them, and you don't have the good intentions, but, you know, you were like that before you got to that point. You know, there was something within your character that just had some flaws to it. The thing is about her, let's talk about Zaza Ali, because I also say I want to touch on that. It goes back to what I stated before. You know, some people think they can do everything. It's not good business, for one. When you're handling people's money, you got to be real, real careful at what you're doing, first and foremost. Because any little thing, you know, people can sue you. People can get you put in jail behind things like that. So why would you risk your freedom? I think she has a child. Why would you risk that? Okay? So if you're not going to do the trips or whatever you're going to do, just continue to do your speaking engagements. I mean, I don't think nothing's wrong with that. But I don't know. It's a lot of drama to that. You know, and I'm not getting to the drama aspect. Nyla knows more about the drama. She has to update on that. And Nyla can update you on that if she would like to. Nyla, you want to get him up to speed?
So I first want to address one of the things that he said, and that's that how come when white people do things like this, their people actually get help, and it doesn't come out like this. I just want us to recognize that fund disappropriation is something that's exclusive to the black, and any sort of crimes against humanity or against your people, they are forefront of that. So I want to give them credit for teaching us that. So they scam their people too. So it's not a black thing to, and I don't even want to say necessarily scam, but it's not a black thing to misappropriate funds and to do things like this. It's just it's an integrity thing or the lack thereof. I've spoken with several people. There are a lot of people that have come forward. The situation is a lot bigger and a lot deeper than I thought. And like I said, I'm only exposed roughly about 30% of what I felt comfortable with exposing online. But I will be updating you guys soon as I take And I can just say that she really should get together with each of these people and put together some sort of plan, because she's putting herself in a very precarious position, and it's not worth it. If she could just exercise a little bit of humility, I believe that everybody would simmer down. But it's the arrogance and the nonchalance and just diminishing of this whole matter. A couple of $1,000 is a lot of money for most people. So just not being willing to discuss it and going ghost on people that you have relationships with, long-standing relationships. I mean, I've even had a conversation for a couple of hours with Professor Brent on this. I don't trust that this situation is going to go away fast. So I just hope that she feels the pressure. And as far as the conscious community, like, you know, it's really sad. The only thing I can think of is, you know how the church sometimes would cover up the crimes of pastors and the deacons and the money scams and the building funds. It happens there too. It's just unfortunate that this is a very public thing, and it didn't have to be, because the lady did try to reach out to the community, the conscious community, the community that they knew her from, but they didn't want to have to pay to have their story told. And so that's what made it easy for them to go to the white man.
Paul, in response to a comment, because number one, Zaza Ali is a public figure. Number two, I met her. Okay, I'll talk with her. Number three, I don't have no respect for him, so I don't need to mention his name. That's why. He's not worth me mentioning his name. Forget him. You want to go mention his name, you go do it. He ain't that important. Anyway, let me go to the next call real quick. 202, you're on the show.
Brother Phil, how you doing? This is LeVar from D.C., a.k.a. the 1LVZ, also Peckerwood Punishment in the channel. Just wanted to say I appreciate your work, brother. I just wanted to speak on the Sister Lisa situation. All you tap dancing, centipede neck, monkey leg doing sambos out there that tried to throw my sister under the bus over a word of a white supremacist, you should be ashamed, and you've just shown your hand. All you people talking about you black first in the community, and you want to throw other brothers on the bus, under the bus, trying to make a million videos disparaging what Brother Phil does, but you don't have enough talent to bring the news, information, and content to the people to replace it. I want all of y'all exposed and out of here. I'm sick of these exposed videos where you listening to nothing but white supremacists tap dance and tell you how to think. I don't got time for it, and if y'all want real black media, y'all keep following Brother Phil, Sister Lisa, and people like myself. 1LVZ, man. Thank you, Phil. I'm out.
I appreciate you, brother. All right, let's go to the next person now. Erico 917, you're on the show.
Yes, Brother Phil, this is Jaquan Walker, one of your biggest fans. And
oh, man, I don't have fans, man. I just have brothers.
I'm sorry. Your number one, well, the brother who's in love with your platform, and I just wanted to say I salute you for expanding the Advise Media and the Advise TV show and now the Philip Scott show. And I agree with Peckerwood Punishment, going back to what he said, and I'm more of the on the Nat Turner philosophy when he said, when he once asked 1,000 slaves, how many of you want to be free, and how many of you willing to do what it takes, only 900 of them said they want to, and he said the first thing we do is eliminate the 100 cowards behind us because they're our biggest enemy. I believe that we have to deal with the problem.
Hey, my brother, you're editorializing right now. You got a question?
Yeah, I got a question. Why is it that when you bring up, like, let's say, are you going to black folks, like, let's do something for the community, let's make changes. Why is it that they're so quick to talk about it, but then when you get a trigger point, they say, they make excuses. Is it because they need the white man's permission?
All right. Well, thank you. I'll answer that question. I'll let everybody else answer that question as well. Well, in my opinion, a lot of us don't want to do for self. It's just that simple. I mean, we are happy with whatever Negro trinkets the white man gives us. And, you know, someone that does for self, or does for self, whatever, kind of deserves that system. And the white man don't really want us to do for self either. He wants us to be poor, begging for Section 8, begging for food stamps, because it keeps him in a position of power. I've always stated that black excellence and white supremacy cannot coexist. That's why he's always going to try to sabotage and destroy any type of movement that's going to bring in black excellence, black success, higher black education, black revolutionaries. He don't want that. So, of course, he's just against that. You got to expect that. That's why sometimes I'm like, I get frustrated, because it's like you are fighting up a mountain that everybody else gonna have to fight up. It's very annoying, but you know, we still got to do it. We live here. We got to do our thing. Now, Ruben, I can ask that next. Taz, what do you think about that question? The white man must got Taz.
I'm still here, man, but I got the TV all turned up and shit. I was like, wait, listen, man, I have my son. Say the question again.
Basically, he was asking that why, when we talk about doing something, why black folks, you know, are reluctant, are they waiting for the white man's permission? You know, that's kind of like roundabout what he was asking.
Shit, I say it all the time, man. It ain't no benefit, bro. There's no tangible benefit in going against the grain. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I have the life experience to show that going against the grain, saying fuck the white man and not obeying, you know what I mean, you know, not really conducive to a beneficial lifestyle in the future, you know what I mean? So I kind of look back at my past and understand that if I'd have been more obedient and, you know what I'm saying, listen a little bit more and you know, respect this white supremacy, you know what I'm saying, that I probably wouldn't have had to go do time and, you know what I'm saying, jump through a lot of hoops to get to where I'm at now, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that the quote-unquote fight against white supremacy that people speak of isn't a fight they want to take up. It's a glorified rainbow type thing in their mind. You know what I'm saying? It's something beautiful that really isn't there. That's not what a fight against white supremacy entails. Going against the grain doesn't get you anywhere. It's not a benefit to your lifestyle. Going against the grain gets you life in prison. You know what I'm saying? It gets you killed. You know what I mean? It gets you a criminal record. You know what I'm saying? So it sounds good on YouTube, but like I say, people who live that life will tell you, like, this quote-unquote fight that we have, it ain't something that you can just run up on and approach the same way as everyone else. Everyone has different things to do within this fight. And that's why I said earlier, like, with your platform, no, you don't use the media outlet to go at these motherfuckers like that, because we don't need that shut down. But you use that media outlet to tell other people what to do with smaller or fake outlets to go at that. You know what I'm saying? You still use your position as a leadership position, no matter what position you play, whether it be you're the CEO at a Fortune 500 company and you're bringing in people, or you the dude that owns a little gas station and you got 5 employees. Everybody got to do shit from their level. And I think until we actually get to that point where it's like, fuck white people, we're not going to anything that they want us to do the way they want us to do it. We're going to do things our way. It's going to always be like that. But a lot of people don't even want to accept that I say the word nigga. So that me saying the word nigga is a problem. Even though you know it's all in love and has nothing to do with slavery or anything you're referring to, we can't get past the simplest thing. And until we do that, no, there's, you know, we all be here.
All right, let me go ahead and answer this next call here.
Your
code 977, you on the show.
When I got that window came out, you didn't know how to do that shit.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you didn't play that shit at all. You said,
who is this?
Pop, you don't forget, man. Back in the, you don't forget.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. Erico 317, you on the show.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil? Brother Phil? Can you hear me all
yes,
right?
Yes, what's your question?
I don't really have a question, man. I'm actually calling in and to take this opportunity just to say something, man. I just want to say that, you know, black people, man, black people, they're broken people, but they don't have to be. Everything that's going wrong right now is practically our own fault. We don't take accountability for anything, and this is male and female. I don't give a damn about any of the sex thing. Nobody wants to take accountability for anything. Everybody wants to skip to just, you know, equality, but like we're so far back. We're put far so far back. Nobody's even acknowledging the fact that it's going to take us a whole lot of work to even get halfway there. And these new niggas.
Hold on. People acknowledge every day that it's going to take us time. Everybody on the panel says that.
I'm saying the majority, though. Like, the majority of black people just – I don't know if they're oblivious or they just don't want to do the work. They just don't want to do the work. Like, we're not in a position where we can just sit there and have sex and just chill all day and watch Love & Hip Hop. Like, we're in a position where every day needs to be, like, a construction job for our lives. And that's not what people want to do. They just want to dig around, play Gucci Mane, and just shake the ass. And that's all – the majority of us want to do, you know, the smaller population of us is more, you know, serious on trying to do what's necessary, but we don't have the support. And it's like, I forgot the guy's name that went out there and put that work in, but Mika, I believe his name was Mika, but like, when that was over and done with, it's like, it was just over and done with, like, next day. No.
Okay, brother, I hear you. We do. There's a lot of people in the community that don't want to do crap. I get it. Trust me. I know we talk about that all the time, and we're trying to make sure that changes. But thank you for calling, bro. All right. Shoot. It's getting over 12. Like I say, Irene, you want to let people know how to find you?
Sure. My name is Irene Beth, and you can find me on my channel here on YouTube, Irene Beth.
All right, Lisa. Did Lisa go? Well, now.
Yeah, hi, I'm Nyla, and you can find me here. If you just search for Nyla Says, that's in my channel. And I have lots of content that I put out. I do series. Mostly I like to deal with anti-propaganda, stuff like that. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram,